and thank you for joining us today for another podcast by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Office of Inspector General. I'm Kelly June, spokesperson for the EPAOIG, and with me is Damon Jackson, certified public accountant, or a CPA, with 30 years of financial management, internal controls, and process improvement experience in the private sector and federal government. He's a director in the Financial Directorate here at the EPAOIG, and today he'll dive into the key terms that played a role in the unmodified opinion in the audit of the EPA's fiscal year 2024 and 2023 restated consolidated financial statements.
Well, I would do my best. Thank you for having me.
Before we begin, I want to confirm that this audit was conducted by a team of EPAOIG auditors and not external contractors. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. It is unique that we performed the audit in-house, but I think it really shows our oversight capabilities are far-reaching. The EPAOIG has CPAs and experienced financial auditors that are trained to recognize fraud, waste, and abuse or mismanagement in the agency operations and financial management of their funds, which is important because the risk of not detecting a material misstatement resulting from fraud is higher than a misstatement resulting from error. Fraud can be more difficult to detect because it may involve collusion, forgery, intentional omissions, misrepresentations, or the override of internal control. By keeping the audit internal, we timely assess the agency's financial health and can quickly address concerns with the EPA. It also affords us the ability to pass information along to other auditors, evaluators, and investigators for other engagements or criminal investigations using our existing resources if we find something in the course of a financial audit. This is a term I call value-added auditing, greater or more return on existing investment. We provide an opinion on the financial statements, but we also make recommendations to improve agencies' financial management practices, systems, and controls. We recognize that our opinion could affect public trust and EPA stewardship of taxpayer dollars. Therefore, we are meticulous in reporting our audit findings and recommendations and focused on improving agency operations.
The fiscal year 2024 financial statements, which covers October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2024, received an unmodified opinion, which means the OIG found the financial statements to be free from material misstatements. However, your team did find material weaknesses and significant deficiencies. If an unmodified opinion is sometimes called a clean opinion, how did your team come to a clean opinion given the issues addressed in this report?
Well, it comes down to the definitions of terms and a materiality threshold with both quantitative and qualitative factors. An unmodified opinion or clean opinion means that we found the financial statements were fairly presented and free of material misstatement. The key term in that sentence is a qualifier of material before misstatement. Materiality is an interesting term because it is more of a threshold which is used to determine significance. A material misstatement indicates that an error, whether by mishap or fraud, could be indicative of a more serious issue or several issues to have a substantial impact on the financial statements. Misstatements are considered material if there is a substantial likelihood that individually or in the aggregate, they would influence a judgment made by a reasonable user of the financial statements. A clean opinion, yes, means that the financial statements are free of material misstatements. However, it does not mean that the financial statements were free of any issues. We did find material weaknesses and significant deficiencies. A material weakness indicates a reasonable possibility that the errors in the financial statement will not be prevented or detected and corrected on a timely manner. And a significant deficiency, while less severe than a material weakness, is important enough to suggest the corrective action to be taken.
Why didn't the material weaknesses and significant deficiencies that you found rise to the level of material misstatement?
Materiality is taken in aggregate and compared to a total. The EPA has about $100 billion in assets in fiscal year 24, thanks to increased funding from IIJ and IRA programs. This also increases the materiality threshold. Individually, or findings are concerning. We performed tests and conducted interviews with program offices to rank and file our findings, and either significant deficiency or material weaknesses, however, taken in aggregate against the assets and the findings are still concerning because in layman's terms, a person walking down the street might drop a penny, which is not concerning if you have a dollar, but you still want to stop to see if you have a hole in your pocket or not, and if the other 99 cents is still there.
Well, that makes sense. Can you talk a little bit about the significant deficiencies and material weaknesses that you did find in this report?
Sure. We found a significant deficiency in the agency's reconciliation and management of elements of its properly planned equipment that was below a materiality threshold but needed to be corrected. In this audit, there were a few material weaknesses. The largest in terms of dollars relates to the IIJA Clean School Bus Program reporting of rebates. What stood out to the auditors was that the agency chose to use a different type of rebate, one in which the applicant only needed to show a purchase order for the school bus. It didn't need to actually be purchased in order to receive federal funds. From a financial management standpoint, those funds should continue to be followed to ensure that those federal dollars are being used to buy the appropriate school buses.
You mentioned a material weakness in the clean school bus funding, which comes from a $5 billion program and spans over 5 years. These financial statements are only a snapshot that covers fiscal year 2024. Is there concern with the future financial reporting for this or other Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, or IIJA, or Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, programs?
A great thing about the financial statement audit is that we gain a lot of information by just following the numbers. The numbers told a story about the Clean School Bus Program, but it was only one part of the story. Soon, the EPA OIG will be releasing a report that covers oversight of that first rebate program. That report should add color to the one-dimensional story we see in the numbers. But as for IIJA and IRA programs, we have an overall concern with the disconnect between the Office of the Chief Financial Officer and the agency program offices. The core issues we report as material weaknesses relate to the Clean School Bus Program could become issues with other programs if left unaddressed. As such, we recommend that OCFO and the agency program offices to develop guidance to evaluate program business processes and determine internal controls and financial management that needs to be implemented for these new and or modified programs. Inspector General O'Donnell has expressed concern over the EPA's ability to manage the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, a $20+ billion program. There's concern if the EPA does not address these recommendations and continues the pattern of controls when the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund reporting going on now could cross the materiality threshold in FY 2025 financial statements. But we will not know for sure until we look at the numbers next year.
Would you say then that these recommendations would be a good guidepost for the EPA as they look to report more IIJA and IRA funds?
These recommendations are good guideposts for programs happening now and in the future. It's hard to guess what the future holds, but good financial management is timeless.
Damon, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us. The full report from today's podcast, as well as other OIG reports and project notifications, are on our website at www.epaoig.gov. We urge anyone with information about fraud, waste, abuse, or mismanagement involving an EPA or Chemical Safety Board operation or program to contact the EPA OIG hotline by calling 888-546-8740, emailing oig.hotline@epa.gov, or submit a complaint form via our website.